to the First Revision Podcast, where we're going to look today at coastal processes. Before we look at the processes, we're going to look at two things. We're going to look at constructive waves and destructive waves. Constructive waves are made when small waves break onto the beach. Swash, which is the movement up the beach, is stronger than backwash, which is the movement back down the beach. So sediment and materials begin to build up. Destructive waves are formed on steep sloping beaches. Big, large waves break from a big height and they pull sediment away with it. Here, backwash is stronger than swash. There are four ways that the coast is eroded. The first, hydraulic action, is from the sheer power of the waves pounding against the rock face, breaking the rocks into smaller pieces. The second is corrasion, which is small pebbles and sand hitting against the cliff face like a hammer, smashing against it, breaking up the rocks into smaller pieces. You've then got corrosion, which is chemical reactions from acids and salt in the seawater. This tends to take place on limestone cliffs, where the carbonates in the limestone are slightly basic. Attrition is where boulders and rocks rolling round in the ocean wear each other down, and it's a little bit like sandpaper, and it makes them nice and rounded and smooth. As well as all the erosion taking place in and around the cliff face, you've also got weathering taking place along the coastline. And there are three main types. You've got physical, chemical and biological. Freeze-thaw is a form of physical weathering. Water gets into cracks and when the temperature drops below zero, it freezes and expands. The temperature rises and the ice melts. The process continues and over time it weakens the rock, which eventually break up. Chemical weathering. From rainwater and seawater, as they're slightly acidic. They react with rocks like limestone, breaking them down, leaving limestone statues or limestone paving behind. Biological weathering is where plants and seeds grow into cracks in the rocks. They break them down as the roots grow. The third way that cliffs are broken down is through mass movements. The first type is soil creep. Gravity pulls water and the soil downhill. The soil moves down the hill with the water. This happens really, really slowly. This can leave behind little terraces that look like ripples and small paths around the hillside. The second type is slumping. This is the most common type of mass movement along the coast. Clay cliffs give way and large areas move downhill. It all takes place when dry weather causes cracks in the clay. Then when it rains, the water fills up the cracks and is absorbed by the clay. When it is saturated, the weakness in the rock and gravity cause it to slip downhill. This leaves behind a massive curved surface. A good example was the slumping at Frenchman's Bay near Marsden. Tune in next time where we'll be looking at landforms created by coastal erosion.